and someday, babe, we got to meet. A glimpse of you was all it took. A stranger's glance, it got me hooked. And I follow you across the stars.
My name is Murray, I'm with my co-host Corey, and we are The Real Guys. This is Siren Radio, and this is The Real Show with two E's. The music you just heard was Love Is Strong by the Rolling Stones from 1994. What was that year like, Corey?
Bamboozling.
Was it? Were you suitably bamboozled?
I was indeed. Fun fact, I was actually just watching a documentary about the Rolling Stones today.
Oh, were you? Was it alright?
It was on BritBox.
Oh, nice. Was it good?
Quite enjoyed it, actually.
Cool. Did you know that the music video of Love Is Strong was directed by David Fincher?
Ah, a little tie-in to today's episode.
There you go, exactly. And today's episode will be, we have a packed show for today for this special broadcast, because every broadcast is indeed special to us. As always, I'm accompanied by my co-host Corey. How are you doing today, Corey?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. Today, we'll be giving you a review of the Oscar nominations of 2021, something that we actually intended to do last week, but we didn't.
Yeah, we got a bit carried away last week.
We did. Last week sort of became an Oscar Golden Globes episode.
Yeah.
And this is now a broadcast on the Oscars. So here we go. For once, we're doing what we say we're going to do.
Yeah. So something's going to go wrong with this episode as well, but we'll...
Yeah, we'll probably go into some weird train analogy.
I was rewatching the... go check out our YouTube, our SmackDown Women's roster. We do train analogies in that as well.
Oh no! Little plug for our YouTube channel at The Real Show on YouTube. If you want to look us up, have a watch of our videos.
It's just something that's been happening the past few weeks. We keep mentioning trains.
Yeah, we are. We're really on that train analogy. We make loads of weird metaphors.
Who knows? Maybe that'll keep going.
Maybe. Maybe it will. Maybe we'll keep chugging along. Right, so we're going to go to the Oscars now, and we're going to give you a sort of rundown, bit of a review, talk about the nominations, see who we're going to win. We will actually commit to picking a winner this time.
Yeah, we kept forgetting that as well.
Yeah, and not missing it every so often, which is what we used to do. Do you want to start? And also, I will let Corey read some, because I realised that I sort of took over last time. I was reading them all.
Because whenever I read them, I always got my names wrong.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you read. Well, we're starting off with actors in a leading role, so I don't think you can mess these names up. So yeah,
you'll be surprised.
Right, we'll give them a read then. Tell us, who are the Oscars 2021 nominations for actors in a leading role?
So, first we have Riz Ahmed with Sound of Metal. Mm-hmm. Then we have Chadwick Boseman with Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Anthony Hopkins in The Father. The Man with the Chops, Gary Oldman, in Mank. And Steven Yeun in Minari.
Well, these are all very good actors.
They are.
I know, Anthony Hopkins and Gary Oldman are the first annual competitors in the real show Butcher Brawl. Butchery Brawl, or whatever I called it last week.
I think it is, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, the Butcher Brawl, where you got to fight each other in a butcher parlour. And beat each other up with sausages and cuts of meat. That was fun.
It was. Still going. Still don't know who's won that one yet. We'll find out in like...
Yeah, no, it's still going on as we speak. They've been doing it for a week. They're pretty tired, but they're still pushing on with it. Riz Ahmed, as we know, is a very talented actor. Nightcrawler. Rogue One. You know, very good. Chadwick Boseman, my king. King of Wakanda, Black Panther. He's been played many black icons. Anthony Hopkins, Gary Oldman we've mentioned. Steven Yeun, a new one. In Minari, I've not seen it, but I've heard good things.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah. Do you want to pick a winner early, or do you have something to say about our nominees here?
I'm trying to think what we did with what I picked Golden Globes-wise, because it's very similar. I mean, I think if I had to pick one, I think I would pick Chadwick, I think.
All right, you go for Chadwick?
Yeah.
I think, I like Steven Yeun. He was in Okja.
Hmm.
And he's also in something I'm watching at the minute, Final Space.
Nice.
So.
You're going to go for Yeun?
I don't know. I think Steven Yeun's a bit of a dark horse. I think I might go for him. I don't think he'll win, sorry, but I might go for him just to say that If he does win, I'll go, I knew it.
If you were on the panel of judges at the Oscars, that's who you would go for?
Yeah, yes, I think so.
Okay.
Now we have actors in a supporting role.
Yes.
Also, good choice for Chadwick, by the way. Very nice choice. I support that choice. 110%. We have actors in a supporting role. Do you want to alternate? Like, I'll read these and you read the next one?
That would make sense. That's a way easier way of doing it.
Right, we'll go for this one then. Actors in a supporting role, we have Sacha Baron Cohen, a favourite of the show.
He is.
I can't say friend of the show, he doesn't know us. You don't watch, do you, Sacha? But he's a favourite of the show. Sacha Baron Cohen with The Trial of the Chicago 7. Daniel Kaluuya with Judas and the Black Messiah. Leslie Odom Jr., One Night in Miami. Paul Racy, Sound of Metal. And Lakeith Stanfield with Judas and the Black Messiah. This is two people for Judas and the Black Messiah. I know it's a bit of like a... there's not really a lead in that film. It is Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stanfield.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick a winner straight out the gate, I'd go for Daniel Kaluuya. But
I think that's in agreement with me as well.
Really?
I think so,
Do you want to sort of run down the nominees?
I mean, Cohen's good. We've mentioned him numerous times. Like you said, he's a fan of the show.
I mean, we're a fan of him.
Yeah, well, you know, he may be a fan of us. You never know. He could wash his dishes and listen to the real show. No one knows.
Doubt it. All right.
I don't know which one's more improbable: him washing his dishes or him watching the show.
I don't know.
I mean, Clue is good, solid choice. Stanfield, solid choice. Nah, I think Kaluuya.
You gonna go Kaluuya? I'll go Kaluuya as well.
All right, and now we're gonna move on to the actress in a leading role. So we've got Viola Davis in Mulroney's Black Bottom. Andrew Day in the United States versus Billie Holiday. Vanessa Kirby in Pieces of a Woman. Frances McDormand in Nomadland. And Carey Mulligan in Promising Young Woman.
Well, we discussed previously how good Viola Davis is.
We did.
We're both big fans of the viola. I also like Andrew Day, and I like...
The person of the instrument.
I don't know about the other two, Vanessa Kirby and Carey Mulligan. If I saw their faces, I'd probably recognise them. But I don't know their names in print. I'm going to go Frances McDormand. She was in Three Billboards. She was good. I'm going to go Frances McDormand.
Yes, we found that out last week. She was indeed in Three Billboards. You know what? I'm going to go with Viola Davis.
Yeah, but I want to go with Viola. Right, okay. If you go with Viola Davis, I'll go with Frances McDormand. We're covered on both.
That's fair.
We're covered on both women there. Right. Actress in a supporting role. Maybe you should do this one as well, Corey, perhaps.
Yeah, I think I'll take the reins on this one. So, the first actress in a supporting role is Maria Bakalova, which people may...
What film? What film is she in again?
Oh, is it? I think people may have heard of it, but if they haven't heard of it, I'll say it again. Borat's subsequent movie film, Delivery of Prodigious Bribe to American Regime for Once Make Benefit the Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
And the one thing I love is, on the Oscar website, they have the whole title.
It's all there.
It's all there, black and white, word after word. The whole thing, not Borat subsequent movie film or Borat 2,
yeah.
Borat the whole title.
The whole title.
Someone had to write that down on the Oscar website. I like the thought that there's some tired intern for the Oscars or the Film Society or whatever, just like, Borat, what's the title? Oh my God, I've got to write it all down.
I like to think someone wrote it all down and then realised that essentially every single word starts with a capital letter, so I had to go back and change all of it.
Oh dear, except for Oz 2 and 4 and Oz. Yeah. Dear, right, who's next?
Got Glenn Close. Hillbilly Elegy. Got Olivia Colman in The Father. Got Amanda Seyfried with Mank. I'm going to definitely pronounce this one wrong. Yoo Jung-yoon in Minari.
That sounds correct.
Sounds about right, doesn't it?
Right. Maria Bakalova, I think, very young, very successful. A lot of potential. She might get it. 90%.
Yeah.
But also Glenn Close and Olivia Colman are both, you know, Oscar-winning Oscar veterans.
True.
So they may get it as well. I've said before how much of a fan of Olivia Colman I am.
You have.
Through such humble beginnings, as in Peep Show, and no, I will not stop mentioning Peep Show whenever we talk about Olivia Colman. The fact she was half buried in a ball pit, or whatever that episode's about.
Yeah.
Buried in a ball pit and by David Mitchell. That was fun. Right. Amanda Seyfried, I also like. I've not seen this. Is another one from Minari, a film I haven't seen.
Yeah.
I've actually managed to give Borat subsequent movie film a watch since we talked last week.
Nice.
I watched it yesterday, entertained the whole way through.
Yeah.
Mank, it's good, isn't it? I know, is very, very good. The Father, I am not as familiar with, but I'm sure Olivia Colman is good in it.
Yeah.
And I do like Glenn Close. Hard one for me. I'm going to go for Maria Bakalova.
That, okay, see, I was torn between two. She was up there, because I believe that's who I picked for the Golden Globes. So I'm going to take a feather out of your cap, and I'm going to go with, for Dark Horse, I'm going to go with Yoo Jung-yoon.
With Minari. Wow, okay, nice. Now we have animated feature film. Mm. This is a favourite of ours, I think.
It is, yes.
I'm just going to say the films. I'm not going to say the people underneath them, I assume, are the directors.
I think so, yeah.
We have Onward, Over the Moon, a Shaun the Sheep movie, Farmageddon, Soul, and Wolfwalkers.
I didn't notice Shaun the Sheep was in there until just
2 years ago. Yeah, I'm going to, you know what, straight away, I'm going to pick Shaun the Sheep. I love Soul. Soul is great, one of the best films that Disney, I think, it is Disney, isn't it? Yeah. Disney did Soul.
No, it's DreamWorks, I think.
DreamWorks, oh, sorry. One of the best DreamWorks films that's come out lately. Sorry, it seems so Disney-ish. That's why I said that.
Or was it Pixar?
What?
Wait, I'm on it. No,
it's
Pixar.
Disney Pixar.
It's Pixar.
Oh, right, fair enough then. So, I mean, it's Disney. It's Disney Pixar.
Yeah.
one of the best sort of animated Disney Pixar films that's come out in the last few years. Soul, fantastic. But I've got to back Shaun the Sheep on this.
We did Shaun
I'm
going to
go with Shaun the Sheep, a movie Farmageddon, just because I know how hard it is, how hard Aardman work on these type of things, you know.
Mm.
The fact that it takes 1 hour to do 1 second, or whatever, or a whole day to do a second of... I think it's a second an hour.
Something so every, along those lines.
They'd only do like 12 seconds a day. That's why big American studios like were very frustrated by their working process. But it takes them so long to do 12 seconds of movie, you know.
You know what? Decent pick.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You know what? I'm going to go for... I reckon Soul's going to win it.
Mm.
I reckon Soul's my pick to win. However, you've gone for Shaun the Sheep. Nice. I'm gonna throw a little penny in the hat for the good old team.
Right. Are you trying to start some kind of weird hat metaphor thing now?
I do keep saying hats and caps, don't I?
You do. You do keep feathering the cap, penny in the hat, throw the hat into the ring. You know it. Don't worry, you're riding with it, I'm going to ride with it as well.
My point is, I'm going to go for the lovely film of Onward.
You're going to go for Onward? Have you seen Onward?
I have. Good old Chris Pratt and Tom Holland of Marvel fame, obviously.
Oh yes, they're both of Marvel fame.
They are. Obviously, Chris Pratt was also in, obviously, before that.
Yeah.
People might know him.
You're going to go with Onward.
I'm going to go with Onward.
Right, I'll go Shaun the Sheep movie, but also, if Soul wins, I'm perfectly happy.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
Right, these are yours. Take it. Take cinematography.
Cinematography. So I'll read both out, because for the cinematographer and the film. So, Judas and the Black Messiah, which was a Sean Bobbitt. Great name. Love that name.
Mm-hmm.
The Bobbitt part, not the Sean part. Mank with Eric Messerschmidt. That's how I'm going to pronounce that.
Right. It's very funny. It's very funny seeing the names and listening to you say them, and then you stop immediately at the point where you think you might be confused. Yep. You go, Eric Messerschmidt?
Yes. I've got to give some time for my brain to catch up.
Yeah, go on.
News of the World. I'm going to say Darius. It's got a Z in it for some reason. Mm. Darius Wolski, or Voldski, which it might be. Nomadland. Joshua James Richard. And Trial of Chicago 7. Feed on Papa Michael. Another great... People have good names in the cinematography category.
Yeah, they are. They are. The cinematographers are famed for their good names.
Good names.
Yeah.
Which... Okay. Oh. So this is a bit of a tough one for me.
Right, yes. Well, I know you're a big fan of your cinematography. So, I can make a pretty simple, pretty easy decision. I'm going to go for Mank on this one.
That is initially what was on top of my head.
Right.
It has the very striking black and white aspect, which I quite like. Obviously, you could argue, well, yeah, with colour it might look better, blah, 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 whatever.
Mm.
But I think for the fact it's black and white, and for the fact it's different and it stands out a bit more, I think I'll back Mank as well.
Right, okay. I was expecting a bit more division from us, but we're agreeing on quite a few of these.
Mm.
Right, let's go to this next one. Yes. Now we have costume design. I'm just going to rattle it. I'll say the names this time. We have Emma, Alexandra Byrne, the costume design on that. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Anne Roth. We have Mank, Trish Sommerfeld, Mulan with here I'm doing it now. Bina Digella.
Yeah.
And Pinocchio with Massimo Cantini Perini. Easy. Right. Yeah. Now, who are you going to go with? I'm just gonna say straight up, I'm gonna go for Marnie's Black Bottom.
Ah, okay, I was thinking Mulan.
Right, okay. I'm abstaining from saying Mulan.
Fair enough.
Because of things that the viewer can, the listener can look up themselves. Mm. But I don't think Mulan is that good of a film. 1998 Mulan, perfect. Amazing animated classic.
I don't think it's that good of a film. However, I just like the Chinese costumes. I like the,
right, okay.
The Asian
That's why I'm not gonna pick it for reasons that the listener can figure out themselves or look up themselves. But Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is what I'm gonna choose for costume design. Okay. True. Hit us with directing.
Here we go, we've got some big hitters. Another Round by Thomas Vinterberg.
Mm-hmm.
Mank by the previously mentioned David Fincher. Minari by Lee Isaac Chung. Nomadland by Chloe Zhao. And Promising Young Woman by Emerald Fennell.
Right, well, looking at these, you'd expect it to go home with David Fincher.
Yes.
For Mank.
Yes.
But to throw my hat into the ring, I'm happy with... First off, there's two women in this category for directors, both mm-hmm. Chloe Zhao and Emerald Fennell,
mm-hmm.
and I'm immensely proud and happy all around for these two. That's why I'm going to go with Chloe Zhao, Nomadland.
Okay.
Not for the pure essence of they are a woman, but just because I'm really happy that the Oscars are showing not only strong male directing, but strong female directing. So that's why I'm going to go with Chloe Zhao for Nomadland.
Decent pick. I am going to go with, for my second time picking this film, I'm going to go with Minari.
Are you? Yeah. Wow, you're on the
go on.
The Minari bus.
Oh, is it buses now?
Yeah, I was about, you know, I was about to say train.
Yeah.
And I switched to bus at the last second. You're on the Minari bus. You catch the Minari bus, have you?
I have indeed. I've got my number 26, which is the Minari bus.
Excellent. Now, here we have documentary. This is feature-length documentary.
It is.
And I'm not going to say the names because there's a lot of them, but I will say what the documentaries are. And they are Collective, Crip Camp, The Mole Agent, My Octopus Teacher, and Time. Now, I'd say I've not seen any of these.
Neither have I. I was about to say that. I'm not a very big documentary watcher.
However, no, neither am I. So maybe Werner Herzog was involved, but I don't see his name here. So maybe not.
I'm going to judge this differently. I'm going to go...
What are you judging this on?
I'm going to go, if I was given, right, like in this situation on the Oscars website, no pictures, nothing. If I was just given, right, okay, pick... Like, if I was given a blank DVD case and all they had was the names and the DVDs on, which one would I pick? I would go for My Octopus Teacher, who just sounds the most interesting.
Oh, I was thinking The Mole Agent.
Well, yeah, to be fair.
The Mole Agent sounds like it could be an agent, a secret agent who is a mole, or a mole in like an organization, a mole agent, like a secret agent in like an organization. But My Octopus Teacher also sounds cool. It sounds like there's an octopus who's a teacher.
Yeah. Almost like
Professor Octopus.
Almost to throw out a really obscure reference that no one will get unless you like from like 5 years ago. It somewhat when I read that I got Octodad in my head. Anyone who knows who Octodad is?
Oh, Octodad. I was thinking of that. There's that VR game. If you play Oculus Rift, there's that VR game where you're a dolphin. You play like a dolphin. I'm not sure whether you're a dolphin or you're a human in a suit.
Yeah.
But you're a dolphin in a classroom and you have to cheat on the test. You have to cheat. It's called like... I've got no idea what the name is, but I know there's the interesting premise is you are a dolphin and you have to like cheat on other dolphins' tests. Or you've got a test and there's other dolphins sat around you.
Yeah.
And you have to like sort of lean over and like sort of make sure they don't catch you, but you have to lean over and look at their test and take the answers. It's on the Oculus Rift. I'll try and find what the name is as we're talking about this. But anyway, Octodad is a very fun... I like Octodad. Octodad's a very fun game.
Very, very fun. And I feel like the same thing's going to happen again, because now we have documentary short subject.
Okay, well, the least you can do is read the names.
I read the names. So we have Colette, A Concerto is a Conversation, Do Not Split, Hunger Ward, and A Love Song for Latasha. I think if I was to, again, similar thing, I think Do Not Split grabs my attention.
Okay. It's called Classroom Aquatic, by the way.
There you are.
Classroom Aquatic, if you want to look at what I'm talking about. It's a game where you're a dolphin and you have to cheat on the dolphins' tests in a school. So, a school of dolphins, hey, get it? Classroom Aquatic is the name of it. But yes, looking at these, I might go for Colette.
Okay.
Because I see Anthony Gacchino. I wonder if he's related to Michael Gacchino, the composer. That's the only point of connection I have here.
Oh, I thought he was going to go, oh, because it's a name. Who is Colette? What is Colette?
No, no, I was just thinking, is Anthony Gacchino related to Michael Gacchino?
Oh, fair enough.
Who does the composing for stuff that J.J. Abrams does.
Oh.
Actually, he did that, actually, a little teaser for my weekly rec, because it is my weekly rec this week.
It is your
Michael Gacchino
week.
Did the music for the film that I'll be weekly recing.
Ooh.
Yes.
Isn't that...
So, next we have film editing.
Mm.
I'll say the names. We have The Father, Yorgos Lanthimos. We have Nomadland for Chloe Zhao coming back.
Mm.
We have Promising Young Woman, Frederik Thorvald. We have Sound of Metal, which is Mikkel E.G. Nielsen. And we have Trial of the Chicago 7 with Alan Baumgarten. See, my thing, Corey, is you got to say it with confidence.
Okay.
You're having second thoughts on names. I just go straight ahead. And just say it with confidence. If you're wrong, you're wrong. You know.
I'm just waiting for it to backfire.
Nice. I mean, there'll be a really long name, and I'll like completely butcher it.
Yeah. At one point, you're like,
who do you think has done the best? Now, Trial of Chicago 7.
Yeah.
I'll say that I've seen. I have seen it, and. I'll say that because I have, I'll go for that.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Over to you.
Fair point. I am going to pick... You know what? Just to throw out, but I'm going to pick Sound of Metal. For two reasons.
Right.
One, I've watched it. Similar to your reason. Mm-hmm. And two, whenever I read that, I just get Jack Black in my head.
Okay.
For some reason. I don't know
why. Nice. I'm a big fan of Aaron Sorkin, so Trial of Chicago 7, pretty good. And yeah. Jeremy Strong as well.
Because he might as well have heard Jack Black be like, oh, the metal. He says it really weirdly, and I quite like it.
You're picking the film purely because of the way Jack Black says metal.
Yeah. And I've seen it. It's a good film. Jack Black helps.
reasoning and logic astound me, Corey.
I have also...
Never cease to astound me.
Just done some quick research. Apparently... My Octopus Teacher is a filmmaker, this is according to Netflix, who forges an unusual friendship with an octopus living in a South African kelp forest. And your pick, The Mole Agent, is a private investigator in Chile hires someone to work as a mole at a retirement home.
Right, okay.
Wow.
Sounds like both things. I'd watch them.
I'm interested in why he's hired a private investigator to go into a retirement home.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's suspicious stuff going on. So, it's time for international feature film.
Yeah.
Would you like to... now, I recognise the first name there, but I don't for the others.
Yeah, so we have Owner of a Round from Denmark, which is the one where we recognise us. Better Days from Hong Kong, Collective from Romania, The Man Who Sold His Skin from Tunisia, and Crovadis... I do not know how you pronounce that last word. I'm going to say Ada.
It's Bosnian, perhaps.
Yeah, it's Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Wonderful. Your international diplomacy is...
I've also picked up, but if you also can't say anything, put a weird accent on it and it'll sound fine.
Right, sure thing. Yeah, that's the British tourist philosophy.
Exactly. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's Herzegovina. So, yeah, Corwin knows what he's on about.
So, now, I remember a couple of these films coming up during the Golden Globes episode. And I remember Better Days was up for something. Better Days was up for something, and I chose it purely because the name is the same name as a song that I really like, Better Days by Citizen Kane.
Oh, right, okay. So you're picking Better Days because of a song from Citizen Kane.
No, not Citizen Kane, Citizen King.
Oh, sorry, so you're picking
They're a band, and they do have a song called Better Days, and I quite like it. So that's why I'm choosing it.
You're
using your logic, Corey.
Exactly. Your method of picking astonishes me.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
I do like my Asian cinema. I do like me a bit of Hong Kong. But you know what? I'll go I'm going to go for, I've not seen any of these, so I'm going to go with similar logic. Which one would I watch? And I would watch The Man Who Sold His Skin, because I don't know what it is.
Wonderful.
Mm. Got makeup next.
Yes.
Makeup and hair.
It's my turn. There's a lot of names, so I'm not going to say them. I'll just say the films.
Yeah.
Actually, no, makeup and hairstyling. Maybe I will, because these people deserve their names to be said, so I will say their names.
Okay.
We have Emma with Maurice Langham, Laura Allen, and Claudia Stolz. We have Hillbilly Elegy with Aaron Kruger-Mekash, Matthew Mungall, and Patricia Dehaney. With Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, with Sergio Lopez Rivera, Maya Neal, and Jamaica Wilson. We have Mank with Gigi Williams, Kimberly Spiriti, and Colleen Labaff. And we have Pinocchio, Mark Collier, Delia Colley, and Francesco Pegoretti.
Okay.
So, now, I was behind Ma Rainey's Black Bottom for a while.
Yes.
But I think I might go for Pinocchio.
That's what I was thinking.
Right, okay.
Mainly because it's like whenever sci-fi is up for makeup, it kind of makes sense for it to win, because a lot more goes into it. It's not just like normal makeup. It's more like effects, and that kind of goes into it.
Yeah.
So I feel like Pinocchio has more of that. It's not supposed to look like skin. It's makeup that makes him look different.
Yeah.
And I quite like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've not actually seen the film fully. I've seen clips from it. So I don't actually know what it's like. Have you seen Pinocchio? The recent one, not the original Disney one.
The sort of the remake Pinocchio.
Yeah.
I know I've seen bits. Is that the one with Christoph Waltz in it?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the Disney one, which I have seen.
Oh, right, okay.
Which is very good. Yeah, you know what? I think I can back a Pinocchio on that one.
Right.
Oh, are we going to be riding the Pinocchio cab?
We might be riding in the Pinocchio cab. We're possibly riding in the Pinocchio cab. And I was right, Christoph Waltz isn't it?
There you are.
And yeah, I think makeup, I think it's got to, because the Pinocchio in that film does look hauntingly realistic.
Yeah.
We have Christoph Waltz. The boy that plays Pinocchio is Finn Wolfhard, who I think was in. He might have been the one from Stranger Things, no idea.
Could have been.
Don't know. Anyway, yeah, Christoph Waltz is in it. Ewan McGregor, hello there, is also in it. Tilda Swinton, Ron Perlman, real good cast. I'll go for Pinocchio on that one, purely because of the effects and the makeup needed to create a live-action Pinocchio.
Mm. So next we have music. Original score. I lost my way to speak there.
Well, get your tongue under control and then say these names.
Yeah, okay, got it back. Sorry, it went wandering for some reason. This first one is something viewers should be very aware of, because am I correct in saying you recommend, was this one of your recs?
Yes, actually, I think this was one of my recs.
I'm pretty certain it was. It's Death Five Bloods. Terrence Blanchard. That's the Chadwick Boseman film, isn't it?
It is indeed. Chadwick Boseman does feature in Death Five Bloods.
Which I believe, I can't remember quite. Oh, was it streaming? No, it might be streaming services when you recommended it.
Yeah, it was actually, it was.
Yeah. There you go. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Very good. Then we have Mank, which was Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. Minari, with Emil Mosseri. News of the World, with James Newton Howard. And Soul, again, Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, but this time featured with John Batiste.
Yeah.
I think I'd go Soul.
Right, you're going to go Soul. I'm going to back the Five Bloods.
That's fair. I only pick Soul because it's a Disney and Pixar movie. It's music. It's what we do. And normally it's quite good.
Yeah.
It's a bit of jazz. I like it. It's fun. A bit funky.
Well, you know that I've got to back my rec. It's true. My rec for a reason. I've got to choose my rec.
If at any point we recommend a film and it comes up in Oscars or Golden Globes, we have to back it.
Yeah, of course we do. Of course we do.
That's fair.
Next we have music for original song.
Mm.
we have, I'm just going to say the title of the song and what film it is from. We have Fight For You from Judas and the Black Messiah. We have Hear My Voice from Trial of the Chicago 7. We have Who's Savick from the Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga. We have EOC from Seek from The Life Ahead. We have Speak Now from 190 Miami. Now, this is slightly... I've not heard any of these songs. Well, actually, no, I have heard Hear My Voice from Trial of Chicago 7.
Yes, because you've seen it.
Yes, and I'll go for it. I'll pick it.
I'm going to pick... I've not seen...
Sorry, I didn't recognise that was the title of the song.
I've not seen any of them, so I'm going to pick Husavik for one reason. It's from a Eurovision film, so I'm going to assume it's quite good. And Will Ferrell's in that, so... Thumbs up for Will Ferrell. Well, now this is the one. This is the one. This is what people watch the Oscars for the most part.
This is what people are listening. This is what people are listening to the real show for. This is the big one.
It's not even the final. It's not. We've still got ones after this. This is like
we have. Well, this is the big one. You know, the buck stops here. The bus stops here, Corey.
Bus, the cab, the ferry, whatever you're on.
Yeah, whatever weird analogy slash metaphor we can make, it's gonna stop right now with Best Picture.
Yes.
Give us the names.
So we have The Father. We have Judas and the Black Messiah. We have Mank, we have Minari, we have Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, and The Trial of Chicago 7.
Now, are you going to back Minari once again? Are you going to choose Minari as your best picture?
I am torn between two.
Right. And what are those two?
I either go with what I think might win, and also what I think is probably the better one, which is Mank.
Right.
Or I can go with Minari, which I still think is very, very good.
Okay.
I'm torn between two. I think we mentioned it last week in the Golden Globes, I think Mank is going to win the most awards out of the films. Is it going to win Best Picture, though?
But there seems to be a pattern. Often films that get a lot of... You know, films that get a lot of interest, a lot of awards in these type of things, get the big one, get the best picture. Maybe true. Not this time, don't know, but...
I'll stick with Mank. I'll stick with Mank. I like Fincher. Minari is good. Watch it if you haven't. I'll stick with Mank.
Right, okay, you're going to stick with Mank.
Yes, I'm interested in hearing what you've got to say.
I don't think I'm not going to go with Mank, just to offer an alternative.
Yeah, a bit of diversity.
Yeah, a bit of diversity, always needed.
Not the dance act.
So I'm going to actually go with Judas and the Black Messiah.
Good pick.
Purely because I think Ryan Coogler is a fantastic director. And also because I think both the Keith Stanfield and Daniel Kaluuya knock it out the park with the performance. So that is why I'm going to... that's why I'm going to choose Judas and the Black Messiah for the best picture.
Good pick. Good pick.
Now, this is production design.
Yes.
Couple left, few left.
Yeah.
We're going to go for production design. And we have The Father, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Mank, News the World, and Tenet. I'm going to give it to Tenet.
I mean, again, I mentioned this last time on Golden Globes. I'm really surprised Tenet's not in more categories.
Yeah.
it's the big... I mean, I know it probably wasn't as big as... people thought it would have been because of certain circumstances and the world right now, but it is like the big Hollywood movie, and it's just not in any. This is like, I think, probably the only category it's in.
Yes.
But I'm not gonna back Tenet. I'm gonna actually back one of your picks previously. I'm gonna back Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Nice. I have to go for Tenet purely because it's not in enough.
Yes, yeah, well, yeah, that's true. I just like the older sort of aesthetics, the older looks. I think they've captured it really well. So that's my pick.
Next, we're on short film animated. Give it to us, Corey.
Yeah, so again, another animated. We love our animation around here. So we have Burrow. We have Genesis, it's either low key or low sci. I'm going to hazard guess it's low key, not spelt the Marvel way. If anything
happens...
Yeah. Then we've got If Anything Happens, I Love You.
I Love You Too.
You're welcome. Opera. And Yes, People.
But either, I like Yes, People.
But either Yes, People as in like a yes man who always say yes, or that's like a Yes, People.
Like a Yes, People, you know, a rallying cry. Exactly. I'm going to go for Yes, People.
So am I.
Also, I like the name Arnar Gunnarsson. That sounds very Scandinavian.
It does, actually. Doesn't it? Very Nordic.
Gunnar Gunnarsson.
Why do you almost sound like a Swedish chef when you do that?
A Hurriga for... No, I'm going to stop right now. Right. Short film live action. We have Feeling Through, The Letter Room, The Present, Two Distant Strangers, and White Eye. Now, I've not seen any of these, so going by the title, what would interest me the most? Probably Two Distant Strangers.
I was thinking that. It's between that. The Letter Room seems all right. It reminds me of, like...
The Letter Room sounds pretty ominous to me.
It reminds me of, like, what was it, The Black Hole? Was it going off?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've all seen Black Hole.
We have all seen Black Hole.
If you do a film media or cinema class, you have seen the short film Black Hole.
Maybe it's the same thing. Maybe, like, he puts his hand in a letterbox and he goes through the letterbox instead.
Oh, no. So he steals people's letters?
That would be a massive pain if someone stole people's letters. Imagine that being a superpower. I can steal people's
letters.
Yeah,
you'd be a very petty criminal, though. You anyway, what are you choosing?
Just for sake of difference, I think I'll go for the letter room. Why not?
Nice. Why not? Yeah, back yourself, Corey. You do you. You be yourself.
Yes, but letter room.
Who cares? Right.
Now we've got sound.
Sound. Hit us. Hit us with those sweet names.
I will do. Sound. Very important thing. So we have a Greyhound. We have Mank. Again, another category for Mank. News of the World. Soul. And Sound of Metal. For me, there's only two it really can be.
Soul for me.
It's got to be Soul or Sound of Metal, purely because they're both music-related.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Soul. Easy does.
I'll go Sound of Metal then. Only because Sound of Metal's live action, so sound is happening.
Yeah, but arguably, Soul sounds more important when it's animated, because it's got to feel like it.
True.
Could be live action.
True. So, interesting perspectives.
This is what we do on the real show. We give you some interesting perspectives, don't we?
Yeah, it's also my second pick for Sound of Metal, which is my Jack Black impression again.
Yeah, thank you. You're now, welcome. Visual effects. We have Love and Monsters, The Midnight Sky, Mulan, The One and Only Ivan, or Tenet. I'm going to go for Tenet again.
I was wrong. Tenet's back. It comes back a second time.
Visual effects. They've got the bit where they're all flying in the hallway, the bit where they're all flying in the room. The bit where he's shooting the bullets backwards, awesome, Tenet, visual effects.
It has to be Tenet. It can't not be Tenet.
Mm-hmm. It's
the classic. It's the classic Nolan thing, though, isn't it? It's like the Inception and stuff. It's.
Yeah, he relies on the visual effects and also the path of the story.
Oh, I've just realised what's next. Well, it's a good thing I'm taking writing.
The last couple, we have writing adaptive screenplay and writing original screenplay.
Yeah, it's a good job I'm doing this one. Are you ready, folks?
What are the writings for adaptive screenplay, Corey?
Well, are you ready, folks? Trap yourself in. You're in it for a second time, spoiling you here. Mm-hmm. Nominees are, and weirdly, this is written differently. This is a bigger font. Great for my eyes. Borat subsequent movie film, delivery of producer's bribe to American regime for make benefit once glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
You'll be saying that in your sleep, Corey.
Funnily enough, literally, I won't read the names for the rest of them, but underneath is a screenplay by Sacha Baron Cohen, Anthony Hines, and Dan Swimmer. And it literally, like, not long after, it then repeats their names again.
Yeah, there's a lot of names on this one. As long as the title is longer than the title.
It is, actually. We also have The Father, Nomadland, One Night in Miami, and The White Tiger.
I'll give this to Borat.
So will I.
No, I've got to give it to Borat. Very nice.
You could argue Borat probably hasn't got much of a screenplay because a lot of it's in the moment.
I don't know. Maybe that's... Well, it's adaptive, so it sort of Borat. Makes sense.
True.
Very nice. You've got to do it as well.
High five,
my wife.
Yes, Mac.
Yes.
It's a fun one.
Writing original screenplay. Haha, we're here.
We are.
Judas and the Black Messiah. Minari. Promising Young Woman. Sound of Metal. And Trial of the Chicago 7. I'm going to go Trial of Chicago 7. Aaron Sorkin. Gotta be.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to
go Sound of Metal again.
I was about to say that. I was like, oh, I could back it again.
Or Minari. Minari's still here.
Minari is still here, and it is quite good. But no, I'll back. I'll go Judas and Black Messiah.
Nice. I picked that for best picture. Yeah. It's weird that this last category has everything we've sort of talked about in a way.
It does.
Minari, you were going for a while. Sound of Metal, you were going for a while. I was going for Charles Chicago 7 and Judas and Black Messiah. And I mentioned Emerald Fennell in the directing category. So
true.
This is sort of the last thing, and you've gone to Judas Black Messiah, I've gone Trial of Chicago 7.
It is.
I mean, I had to go with Aaron Sorkin's writing, legendary. But,
I
know Judas and the Black Messiah is very, very well written. So.
And that's the Oscars.
That's all the Oscars. 2021. So what are we? Are we wrong? Are we right? Not most of the time.
We'll find out in like a month.
Yeah, you can refer back to this, refer back to this episode. It's on our YouTube channel. Refer back to it, listen to it again. Listen to it as many times as you want. And
see how many we got correct.
Yeah, see how many we got correct? Probably none.
Yeah, maybe probably some. None of them.
Maybe some. My old film studies teacher used to do like a Oscars raffle.
Mm.
Like we all used to have like a raffle ticket, what we thought would win or whatever. And we had to write down what we thought would win and then she'd pick one out and whoever won like the most would get like a prize or whatever.
Was it like a classic teacher prize where it's like, you win a Mamawam and that's it?
No. She got like books about filmmaking and stuff.
Oh, okay. That's decent prizes. I won a rubber duck once.
Oh, what? I love a rubber duck.
It's wearing like an elf costume. I won it at Christmas.
Nice. I just got a book about like filmmaking. I think one of the books was by Mark Kermode, which is actually pretty good. I like Mark Kermode.
I don't know who made my rubber duck. Some company.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
So now we come to the part of the show, the closing part. It's time for the weekly rec. Now, I've left some teasers. I've built it up a bit, you know.
I have.
So what do you think it is, Corey?
Oh. Well, you mentioned. I can hazard a couple of guesses because you mentioned the fact that, I believe you've mentioned this, you mentioned someone who works on music.
Yeah, so Michael Giacchino, his name is.
Yeah.
He did the score for this film.
And I know stuff that's coming up in the future that viewers don't know.
Right, yeah, well, I'm going to mention that, actually. I'm going to mention what's coming up in the future. In a month today, we will be starting, well, a month this episode goes out, we will be starting a month long of something.
I wonder what that's going to be.
And this film is going to be part of that.
Any guesses, anyone?
Right, well, the film is Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Mm.
And is scored by Michael Giacchino. It actually stars Riz Ahmed, who's up for Oscars. I actually said Rogue One when I was naming his films. He was in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Michael Giacchino does the score. Gareth Edwards directs. I know too much about this film to talk about it in, the next 5 minutes? We might actually end up reviewing Rogue One during Star Wars month. And yes, May will be Star Wars month.
Yes, if you could have.
So strap yourselves in for that, folks.
we'll be
Star Wars month. Strap yourself into your Millennium Falcon or whatever.
I was about to say, we'll be riding the Millennium Falcon. That'll be our new analogy, that's what I say.
It will be.
It's not a train, it's a Millennium Falcon.
I've actually met someone who was in Rogue One.
maybe that's our thing for Star Wars. Maybe we'll keep, like, instead of doing our whole train thing, we'll just keep naming random spaceships from Star Wars.
We will do, yeah, we should do that. But May will come Star Wars month, and I am opening the floodgates to that with Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, which is just a masterclass on how to do a classic, original 1977 feeling of a Star Wars film. I actually don't know when to talk about. I'm going to say that it's around 2016, I think. Yeah, 2016. I just checked, 2016. Yes, it's 2016 Star Wars film. It feels like 1977. Mm. It's got that amazing classic original trilogy feeling. It's absolutely great. Stellar work. Fantastic, awesome, amazing. I don't have enough adjectives to describe it.
It is good.
Yes. I met someone who was actually in Rogue One, as I mentioned before, an actor called Guy Henry, who did the voice and motion capture for Grand Moff Tarkin. So, very proud of that. Yes, and I know that Gareth Edwards is a great director. He did Godzilla 2014, which was which sort of opened opened the gates to other things like Kong and Godzilla versus Kong, which is what we talked about on this show previously.
We did.
We talked about the trailer. So yes, Rogue One is my weekly rec. Go out and watch Rogue One if you haven't seen it already. What are you doing? What are you doing if you like Star Wars? You haven't seen Rogue One? Come on. Yeah. Can you even call yourself a fan? No. Just go out and watch it.
And if you're not convinced by Murray's fantastic speech about Rogue One, I'm sure the rating you're about to give Rogue One will make people who aren't quite sure if they want to go watch it, I'm sure it'll make them go watch it. What
dare
is your rating,
by the
way?
Dare I actually say what I'm going to give Rogue One?
I'm guessing it's going to be high.
It's going to be very, very high.
Oh.
It's the 25th episode. I've got to do it. Rogue 25. One is getting 10 reels.
Okay, perfect. Phil.
I've just done it. Sue me. 10 reels. Rogue One. 25th episode. I've got to break the wall down at some point.
Yeah.
10 reels.
Wow, that is...
I'm doing a lot of breaking and opening things, aren't I, Corey?
Yeah, so you had a go at me earlier for doing a whole hat thing, so now you're doing it.
Yeah, now I'm opening the floodgates, opening the doors, breaking the walls down. 10 reels. Deal with it.
I mean, yeah, you heard it. It's just 10. Quantum Murray, it's a 10.
And here's a promise, folks. We will review Rogue One during Star Wars Month of May.
I like how, like 2 minutes ago, you were like, oh, we might end up doing it. And I like, no, we're reviewing it in May.
Yeah, I'm not joking. We're going to review Rogue One in May.
We've got a couple of surprises
lined up for you. One of those surprises will not be the review of this film, because you're going to know we're going to do it. Sorry, I completely interrupted you. What were you saying?
No, I was going to say I'll happily review it. It's a really, really good film.
Great.
Yeah,
so
really
to film. To play us out, we have Changes by David Bowie, 1971. A classic, great song. Love it. It's actually in Shrek 2, and we're reviewing Shrek next week or in a couple of weeks. So there you go. A little teaser for that, folks. And my weekly rec, Rogue One, 10 reels, gotta do it, gotta be done. There you go. I made it awesome.
Boom.
So thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Bye.
And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
There's
gonna have to be a different man. Size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.